Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middleman Talk Show on blogtalkradio.com, and I'm Alan.
It's Kevin.
This is Nick.
And this is Jen.
I got that bass in your, that bass in your voice, boy.
This is Nick. Oh, hey.
That bass.
Don't hit him just off the wrong.
Hello, I was staying white there for a second.
Bass. This is Nick.
Ah. Just saying, son. I'm just saying, son. That was pretty. That was pretty deep there. Pretty deep.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Man, how's everybody doing?
Y'all still have to deal with.
It's all good, son. Ooh. Trying to get our man Anthony Colon to run for his money.
Oh well.
Nah, if you ain't living too far.
Bye. Hey man, go. Hi, what's it? What's cracking? What's cracking? What's cracking?
Man, what's good? What's good, everybody, man?
Not much, man. Another weekend. Good, happy to be here. Jen ain't saying it's hot. Good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I can do
good. It's rainy outside. It's muggy. It's just. Oh, I'm just thinking about. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's gonna be Monday in a few hours.
You know, that's the sad thing about it after I think about it. Why in the world do we work so hard for 5 days that'll be off for 2 days? Does that even make sense?
I think we should take cue from the Europeans. Like, you know, they don't work as many hours as we do. They, you know, they go home, like, in the middle of the day for, like, a two-hour nap. They take long lunches. I think, you know.
They don't have a bed feeling like we have.
Yeah. I know.
That would be nice.
They
want
less hours
than
us and they owe less money. Ain't that something?
Hey, but you know what, though? If somebody, I ain't trying to be racist when I say this, but if black folk go home in the middle of the day and talking about taking a nap, they ain't coming back. There's going to be a lot of folks with half days every day.
Yes, you would, because you got to keep your job. You'll come back, but you're going to come back with a fresh new attitude.
Yeah, sleeping. He want to come back. I'll take me a padded right next to my desk, though. That'll be fine. A little knapsack, something.
What?
Well, in Europe, they have nap bars. It's like you rent, like, this real comfortable little room, like, with, you know, soft pillows and music and, like, oxygen pumping in there. And you can rent it for, like, you know, an hour, 45 minutes. And, you know, some people don't go home. They just rent one of those and go take a nap.
Sound like a casket. Damn.
I know, right?
Oxygen.
You never went to an oxygen bar where you get like the different flavors of oxygen and you like put up your nose and like breathe
water
in?
Unless it's coming out of my faucet. I ain't paying for no air either. That ain't gonna happen. I'm just saying.
Yes,
well, it's pretty cool, so you should try it.
Man, who gonna pay for flavored air?
Me.
Right.
No, sir. No, sir. Yeah, man.
All right. Anyway.
Whatever, dude. Just saying, you'll pay for air.
Hell no.
Okay, then.
Well, you pay for it every time you go get your car worked on.
Not that kind of air. Now you're breathing.
Yeah.
Aw, boom.
Have no flavored air. Yeah.
The hell you pay is for that? It when you go to the hospital.
Lollipop air.
Right. Don't get me on paying for air at the hospital. I just got a hospital bill back. Let's not talk about that.
You pay for air at the hospital?
Yeah, you pay for the oxygen thing in your nose.
Oh, I ain't, you know, knock on wood, I haven't had to have that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, hey, y'all, speaking of death cellulite, man, these fools gonna wait till the last minute to try to get something done. I'm telling you now, I was talking to somebody the other day. We need to revolt in the street, y'all. We need to go kick everybody out of Congress. Democrat, Republicans, everybody.
Oh,
y'all
no.
got
the
chance to vote the next time this crowd come around. Let's vote all these fools out. And let's put
a
on the ballot where we can put a term limit on everybody.
Yep.
I don't care if you work in the lowest part of Congress. You got a term limit. You got to go.
The typist. Got to get the hell about
it. Well, they do have term limits now. I mean, but people keep reelecting these same people. What
exactly.
needs to happen is that people need to go in their communities and demand more of the people that they keep reelecting. A lot of times, it's the same senator, same governor running every year. No one runs against them, and they just keep, you know, getting reelected.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so people, it's the responsibility of us in the community to, number one, find better candidates that we want to support. And number two, the ones that you do have, demand more of them. They work for you. They work for all of us.
But isn't the purpose of a term limit like you can only do it for 2 years and that's it? You can't do it again.
Yeah, Congress
is
too.
That's what that particular position though, but they can run for something else.
Yeah, or they can
just
rerun. They can just run. They can run again. But we're
right.
the ones who elect it. We have the power if they get in there or not. We're the ones who vote. That's why people need to understand the importance of voting and getting out there mm-hmm. and really taking it serious.
I was going to say,
and Jim brought up a good point because honestly, if you look at it, a lot of times we vote for the ones that are popular. And more often than not, the ones who are already in power, if they're not getting back into it, they're going to put their endorsement on somebody in there that they can still get a piece of it off. So they do their best to endorse them, and we always try to see, oh, well, is this person endorsing this? Is this person endorsing this? And we go off of popularity. It's just another popularity vote. So in essence, even though it be maybe someone else in there, you're still getting the same type of person in there.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We definitely need to screen the candidates a lot better and not vote for somebody just because they're popular or they get the endorsement of this person or that person.
It is America, and it is a popularity contest. What I was going to say for y'all, nicely smooth, cut me off. Yes, I said smooth, cut me off.
Smooth cut.
If you ain't
yeah.
do well in a job before, you should not have the right to do it in another one. That's
but who
what
defines what's well? We define what's well. So if you don't feel like they, you know, didn't do a good job, then don't vote for them again. And if you don't have anybody running against them, either run yourself or go find someone in your community that you think will be a great candidate and help support them to vote, I mean, to run for whatever office that is.
You know what? I'm going
to run
for office.
We need to take more ownership of us. We have the power.
I'm going to run for office. Yes, I am. Yes, real soon.
You say you're going to run the office, Mac?
No, I'm going to run for office real soon. My platform will be aimed for
office
this
Depot.
Bull. That's my platform. No bullshit. Straight
oh, so you're part of the rent is too damn high party.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. None of the sort. I want it to go right, party. Better do it the way I need to get it done. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? What we got going here for today, man, so everybody can know what we talking about today, that Mr. Allen.
Why I always got to read it, man? Why am I always the one
because of
nominated
your job. We keep
re-electing. Because we love your voice.
No. We re-elect you every time, dude. You like that dude in our district that had a job for 20 years. Keep doing it.
And the you ladies
like
love
anyway,
your voice, Al. The
John
ladies
Lewis.
Love your voice.
He's
anyway,
John Lewis.
Of course, to all our listeners out there who are listening to the Middleman Talk Show, today's topic, Baby Boy. That's the title of today's show, Baby Boy. So you all have seen the movie Baby Boy with Tyrese and Taraji Henson and Ving Rhames, and I forgot the lady that played Tyrese's mother name, but her cute self. In that movie, that's, you know, it's pretty much the premise of the whole show. Of course, Kevin and I had talked about this particular subject, and, you know, we addressed it to Nick and Jen, so we decided to go with the particular topic. Everybody experienced or has
has a close person in their circle that has this baby boy type syndrome. So the questions of the day, are you a baby boy? Do you sit around the house thinking the world owes you something? You can sit at home every day while your mother, your brother, and peers go to work. Do you always expect others to find you jobs, food, money, etc., while they work for everything they live for? If you answer yes to all those questions, then yes, you are a baby boy. Now, some of the things which we're going to discuss today is why do some people feel like the world has to give and provide for them, meaning that they don't go out there and get it themselves. They feel like everybody around them should give it to them. Also, why do some people get mad at others when they see that they're doing better for themselves, which some people call hating? Also, how long should you stay under your parents' roof? That's if you're not working, if you don't have anything going for yourself. How long should you stay? How long should you be permitted to live there? Also, why do some parents allow their children to sit around the house all day and play video games while not teaching them how to cook, clean, and also other responsibilities in becoming into adulthood? And also, should school be permitted to teach life skills, since some homes, so many of the homes in our community of today, lack them now? So let your voice be heard today. We want to hear what you all have to say about this particular topic. I know everyone knows of a baby boy and has gotten onto him all the time and still continue to get onto him. So also, check out last week's show, too. Good show.
Yes.
Good show.
Label or not to label. For all you inspiring artists out there. Yes.
That was Thursday's show.
Yeah, that was Thursday show,
yeah. Well, last week, Sunday is a new day.
Last Sunday was a good show. Thursday was also a good show.
Yeah, ain't Sunday the
just
first
check
day
out
week.
All the shows. Just going to check out all the shows.
Right.
Al, did someone pee in your coffee today? You seem a little
someone
agitated.
In my coffee today. I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm great.
Okay.
Hey,
I got me a nice big cup of water right here. It's cold. I'm good, man.
Okay, I'm just making
you
sure.
Doing? How you doing?
No,
I'm
don't
doing
do
great.
That.
Don't do that.
No. Hey, man, let's get on to this first break of the day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Middleman Talk Show. We're going to go ahead into our first break right here. As soon as we get past this break right here, we're going to go right into the song. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show today. Hey, it's going down. Right after this, we're going directly into the conversation.
Why is Kevin talking so fast?
Because I'm not trying to waste time.
Let's do it, man. Go ahead, man. Play the track.
Yeah, first record of the day, Baby Boy. It is the same, baby. Going down. Get a man talk to his lost
house. Sometimes it might get crazy. Crazy. Little crazy, the homie, where you from? I bang the bed and bang the set. Tat on my neck, check on, yeah, watch your step. He won't fuck, he'll just bust. Ask, I left him in dust. Trust your boss, cuss and get drunk and talk big. Smack yo, so quick and dick. Hop on a strike like we used to do. Fly handlebars and all stars is low. Keeping it trip 7 days a week. And he living with his mama and I heard she
pray.
With a GHGC 107. Bald head named Melvin. He telling cuz how to live and he a felon. He bailing that book selling. You know why?
You just a baby boy. You not the real McCoy.
Uh-uh.
Running the streets. You going crazy. What about your baby?
What about your baby?
Why you riding with him?
Okay.
I got a baby up the street and another baby mama around the corner. One I just screw and the other I make love to. But I'm in and out, fool. I can't stay with one chick. I gotta keep it pimping, but now some drama and I ain't with it. Finally used to knock my son, mama up, just got out. Mom threw your boy out for banging on the spot. And no more, stay up and baby hop. What I'm gonna do? Should I set it up to play myself like a fool? I'ma keep it cool and see how long this here gon' last. I duped up my son, he tried to play me with a ghetto pass. I ain't having that. Grab my strap, I got to do something. Stretch out to me. My name ain't nothing, and I'm a baby boy with nothing to lose. Bitch, Snoop, check it. I'ma lay him down, bitch.
Let's extend the show now.
I've dated dated plenty of guys with that syndrome in my life. I think it's an epidemic going around where there's like a lot of guys with that syndrome. I think nowadays a lot is not demanded upon men to step up and be actual men. And so you find yourself surrounded by, I mean, if you choose to find yourself surrounded by guys with this syndrome. And, you know, but as you get older, you learn that, you know, it just doesn't cut it.
You know what, Jen, I'm going to tell you. Atlanta is the capital of the baby boy. There's so many professional women out here taking care of these old sorry Negroes and A. Real talk. Every time you look around, it's a dude.
Yeah.
I know a couple of dudes that they chick are corporate. They don't do nothing. They drive the whip. They chill at the house. You know what I'm saying? They go out shopping. I mean, they might well be a house woman. Dude.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. Just based on your experience and the experience of women that you know, are there certain traits about these baby boys that are just, that are, you know, consistent? You know, something that would be a red flag if you're like, okay, I'm not into that. Are there some red flags that women can look out for?
Yes. First of all, red flag number one, like, if you meet a guy and he has no ambition about himself, he has no plan. Like, you know, with the economy the way it is, it's a lot of people out of work right now. So, ladies, don't be down on all guys who may not particularly, you know, he may not have a job right now, but if he doesn't have a plan, if he doesn't have some kind of course of action where, you know, that he wants to do to succeed, then boom, he's a baby boy. And get rid of him. If, you know, a lot of people are having to, you know, go back home. But if you don't have a course, you don't have a plan, then X him out. You have to have someone who has a plan, who's implementing that plan, not someone who's just talking about it. And that's another sign. If someone's just talking the talk and not walking the walk, that's a baby boy.
How long can a brother talk the talk, though? You know what I'm saying? How long should you expect him to talk that talk?
If you meet him and within that month, you don't see, give it 4 weeks. And in those 4 weeks, you don't see him acting out steps to his plan, or you don't see him in a clear cut plan that you understand and that he's, you know, on his way to meet, then X him out because you're wasting your time. You should, in 4 weeks, you should see some kind of sign that he has some sort of plan.
Yeah.
I would say some women are enablers, though. They sit up there and let them dudes do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're very right.
And let them sit
you're very
like
right
that.
Because by nature, women are very nurturing, very try to be understanding. But like I said, you can be understanding because, you know, the economy is bad. You know, people's situations are changing. It's okay to support your man and stand behind him and say, you know, right now I'm going to have your back. But if your man is not doing what he's supposed to be doing to have a clear-cut plan, then ask him out.
Right.
Okay. Gina's speaking today. Yeah, that's right. No, seriously, because that's really enlightening, though. Seriously, because honestly, that's the one thing I hear women say this all the time, and it's just I've always wondered, like, there's obviously some type of pattern. So whatever the pattern is, look out for the pattern, and don't go for it.
Like if you meet a guy and he lives at home. Well, you know, he might have lost his job. He might have to rework his situation. Okay, I understand that. But if he doesn't have some kind of plan that says, you know, in 6 months or a year, I have my money. This is what I'm going to do. I'm saving it. And you don't see that happening, don't waste your time because you're going to end up broke. You're going to end up heart aching, and you're just going to end up in a lot of financial and a lot of personal pain. Save yourself the trouble.
But some dudes be putting it down.
Yeah. And that is your
and
choice.
And y'all get stuck.
I'm all about personal accountability and personal responsibility. If you are a woman and you choose, don't cry to me. And if you don't cry to me about my man don't do this, girl, and my man don't do that, when you accept it, when you see he doesn't have a plan, he's not doing it, then you just like how he give it to you in the bed, then just get it in the bed and shut up and keep taking it.
Jen, this is something that, you know, we discussed before.
some people try to change those dudes who cannot be changed.
You can't change anyone. People are going to be who they want to be.
Some women will try to change. You know, they're hoping that they can change that Mr. Excitement to something.
Then your problem,
more to
if
what
you're
he's
a woman, if you try to change a man, if you're a woman and you try to change a man into something that he is not, then you are, your problem is bigger than a baby boy. Your problem is that you have a personal self-esteem and a delusion problem. That you need to have someone. You can enhance a man. There's a difference. I can enhance him. I can bring out the best in him, but I cannot change him. And that's a problem that many women don't see. And if you think that you can change a person, whether it's a man or a woman or anybody, people have to change themselves. And if you think that you have some kind of supernatural ability to change someone, then your problem is bigger than a relationship. You need to focus on redirecting your own self-worth and your own self-esteem.
And
you need to start, get rid of the man and look at yourself.
And then, you know, helping them to develop into the person that they have the potential to be.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. I think somewhere along the lines get a little blurred, and people don't really know the difference. You know, helping somebody see their full potential is one thing, but just like Jim said, when you're talking about just flat out, oh, I need to change him into this person. Because let's be honest, a lot of these cats were like this way before the recession.
Yeah, way before.
Sorry, you know, long time, long, long,
and
long,
you
long,
can,
long.
And as women, it is, as a woman, it is my job, if I have a man, it's my job to enhance him as a person. It's my job to hold him down and to support him as a man. But I can't change the person who he is. I can't change his core. I can only make his core better.
You better say that.
She been talking to somebody with some wisdom somewhere.
Why this can't come from me?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man.
We done heard so many lanes, buddy. The phone lines are open. If you're out there, you're female, you done dated a baby boy, you know some baby boys, you're living with a baby boy, dial 718-508-9972. We want to converse with you. Because
right.
It is your time to talk about it. We ain't no baby boys. We all grown-ass men on this one.
Now, people, baby boys,
I believe
baby boys, so. Baby boys come in all shapes and sizes now, so don't get it twisted. They be, you know.
I got a good example. I got a great example of a baby boy, and it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about people feeling like that everybody owes them something, or just like you said with the job, you know, you try to get them a job. I'll say an acquaintance of mine. You know, he was down on his luck, needed a job. All he kept talking about was, you know, if I just got a job, man, you know, I could do what I need to do and stack my money and get everything right again. So I called up one of my friends who was a manager at a restaurant. And it wasn't even on a situation where it was like, you know, I put my word on the line for him. I was like, look, I know you're not hiring right now. I don't necessarily need you to interview him. I was like, I need you to hire this guy. He really needs. And they went out of their way, and it was a personal favor for me. You know, they hired him to the job. He was working within a couple of days. Late every day, come in, half-ass work, get into it with everybody there, go into saying, this ain't my job, that ain't my job, my job is to do this, just everything. He didn't last a month. I'd be surprised. I doubt he lasted a month. And my thing was, it's like, dang, I put my, you know, I called in a favor. You know, I put my word on the line for him. I got screwed in the process, you know. And now, for somebody that I know that might really truly need a job, might really truly deserve it, you know, at least on that avenue, I can't get them in there because of the experience from before. I'm trying to see what's the mentality of somebody who will sit up there and say, all I need to do is this, all I need to do is that. And when somebody reaches their hand out to help you, you bite it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it for the life of me. When I say this is a grown cat, I mean, we're talking about, I think he was 27 at the time.
Wow.
You know,
I think that
how many
take
times
advantage.
Can you walk around the shoulder? You got the job, work your way up. I always use this as an example. You know, when I was in college, I worked at McDonald's. There was a cat there that got out of jail. He had just got out of jail. And I remember the girls, they used to tease him all the time. I told this story before. And the girls just tease him all the time. Oh, he working at McDonald's. He doing this, he doing that. He was like, you know what? I'm not going back out on the streets and hustle again.
I got a kid to take care of. This is the only job that will hire me, so I'm going to get in here and I'm going to work this job. That was in the early 2000s, and now he has his own store. He's a general manager of his own store. Started from, like what's the name said on Coming to America. Started from washing lettuce, and now he has his own store. You know, there's nothing wrong. Just like Jim said, we live in hard times. But guess what? There are a few jobs out there. If you get in at the ground floor, you can work your way up, have some patience, go in there and do your job. I can't stand to see people do jobs, and because they don't think the job is the best thing on earth, they just act like they're just going through the motions. No, there's people out there that can't find jobs.
But, Nick, listen, I think that a lot of times we take for granted that there are people out there not taught basic skills at a very young age, and they never obtain them. They never obtain, you know, a work ethic. They never obtain, you know, accountability for themselves. This is the result of so many people not being given expectations, you know, at any age. And then all of a sudden they're grown and they're these grown-ups, but we've always treated them as children. We've never held anyone accountable, and we expect certain things from them, which they cannot give because no one has ever gave it to them to be accountable for anything, let alone themselves. And it's a shame.
And that leads to, you know, that particular comment, Jim, you know, led into some of the, you know, the question that we're going to ask as far as why some parents, you know, allow some of their children to, you know, sit around the house. You know, nowadays our kids are more video game based, more technical based, instead of how we were. We actually was outside a lot, you know, doing yard work, cleaning the house, outside, you know, playing, you know, not really playing, you know, and like the girls were like groomed to, you know, be able to clean house, you know, be able to dress and do their baby doll's hair. Like, you got some girls growing up, they can't even, you know, keep their own child clean. You know, they don't even know how to cook. I mean, I've met tons of women that don't even know how to cook. I don't understand it. Like, I grew up in a household where all the women around my network can cook. And cooking.
Not only that, but men too. I remember my daddy saying to me that he learned how to cook because he has to take care of him. I have to take care of myself. You know, like that.
But it's a big thing. It's a big thing for women to know how to cook too.
Yeah, it's very important. But you know, like I said, a lot of people aren't set. A lot of parents aren't setting their children up to learn these life, basic life lessons. They just aren't.
Right.
I remember when I was a little girl, my dad, one summer, he told me that you could get money by collecting cans. So, like, for that whole summer, I had, like, 5 bags of cans. And I remember going to the recycling place. And in my mind, I remember thinking I was going to get all of this money. And I got there, and I think I got something like 12 bucks. And so, but my dad said, but I'll never forget that my daddy looked at me and he said, you have to learn that you work a lot and you get little in return. And that's just life. And I think that more parents need to just teach their children basic lessons like that.
You got $12 for 5 bags of cans.
Yes, I was so upset.
Put some rocks in there, didn't you?
Hey, yeah, they cheated the hell out of you.
You must see the average kid now. The average kid now would have just robbed them.
Stop playing. No, I'm thinking about it.
He is telling the truth. He is telling the truth, man. These kids ain't really working for nothing no more. Dude, everything is give me.
Not just the kids, man. There's some grown dudes out here, you know, just like with the baby boy effect. You know, they'd rather sit up there, you know. You see people on YouTube all the time. Well, not YouTube, like World Star. You see them up there robbing folks in broad daylight, knocking folks out, taking money out of their pocket. I'm like, man, come on, man. Go get, like you said, man, go get a job at Mickey D's or do something. You got to rob nobody. And get, like we were saying earlier, why some people get mad when you doing good?
It's crabs
in
a barrel.
They're mad at themselves, but they don't know how to direct their anger. That's why. You mad at me like I did something wrong because I got up and went to work today.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, if if I got something, because I mean, one time, man, and I don't know why black people think jealousy is where it's at. And I said it, black people. But I'm just saying, man, I remember one time I went home, man, I met one of my former classmates. We was at this little spot, man. There was a lot of us out there. And, you know, he was a little tipsy. He gonna come over to me. Yeah, man, you know, I got a 3,000 square foot home, and I make $60,000 a year. And I'm looking at him like, hey, man, you blessed good. I guess he thought I was gonna sit up and be like, man, damn, my life ain't like that. I'm like, dude, I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of black people that put their business out there. You see it on Facebook. You see it in just general conversation where people want you to feel like you're less than because they doing X, Y, and Z. They got to put their business out there to make you feel like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just stupid to me. I don't understand why that is. Why is that like that?
That just goes into a natural vanity that some people have. You know, you get it as children. You know, little kids, they, you know, we see it all the time. You know, the kids will be like, oh, I got this, and you don't have it, and that, and that. It's just like Jen said, some of them just never grow up. They get older. They get bigger.
Yeah.
But they just don't grow up. And so it goes from, oh, I got ice cream, and you don't, to, oh, I got this car, and you don't. Oh, I got this. And nowadays, I'm not being funny, we let name brands, I say we, I'm talking about this as a whole, we let name brands and television raise our children. So now we're, oh, I got these Jordans and you don't.
Right.
I'm sorry, for you to be 4 years old with a pair of Jordans, I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Of course we want our children to have more. We want them to have better than we had growing up. But at the same time, if they don't know the value, if they don't know how hard you work to make sure that they were able to enjoy those nice things, then it's in vain.
But even though they understand it, dude, I know people, their parents that got money, man, and they act like they ain't got not one lick of damn common sense with it. You know what I'm saying? They go get something, they tear it up, they know they going to get something right behind it. But like I was saying earlier, they throw it in your face.
Yeah,
listen, I just wrecked my car last week. I'm going to go get a new Benz today. What is that?
I ain't learned nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Just like they sit up under their parents all their life. Don't learn to, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us, we had to get out early, and I'm not knocking them. Hey, man, if that what you got, that's fine. But don't disrespect me because I had to sit up here and work from a certain age up to this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to get out there and get it. You ain't had to get it. Then when your trust fund money gone or your inheritance gone, then you looking with the moot face. How am I going to survive? Yep.
And that what causes, like, a lot of drama, like, in families, too, man. Like, you got that family member that has been doing well, and then he comes home to visit, and you got other family members talking behind his back, man. That just,
oh God,
man,
damn.
Oh, that is like the worst, man.
I'm gonna tell you, man. I see it all the time, dude. You know what I'm saying? I see it all the time. I know people that got family members. That, you know what I'm saying? They work hard, and they all come from the same environment. They come from the same environment. But
right.
This person decided to get up off their ass and make something happen. You decide to stick around in the hood and chill with, like, Pookie and Ray Ray and everybody else in the hood. But you get out there and work, and they look at you like you done did something wrong. As soon as you come back home, he think he all that.
But
went in your face.
It's just a crabs in a barrel mentality. And that's what we have to just constantly fight against. It's just the crabs in the barrel. Like, if you get to top, instead of pushing you up so you can, you know, get over the edge, you know, I grab you and pull you back down. And a lot of us have that mentality.
I don't care about pulling me back down, because you trying to pull me down, I'm going to kick you in the face. Then I'm going to try to help you up after the fact.
Oh, man. We're going to our second break of the day, man, on that note right there. We're going to go into our second break of the day so we can get back into this discussion. Second song of the day, this is Black Inside by Pharrell Monch featuring Styles P, man. Let's get into it.
Great foul minds, y'all.
Yes, sir. What up, P?
Great Styles P to go. 1, 2.
I say open the door, let me in. Keep the ball, reach the bend. Turn the cheek, let it slide.
Give me
black hand side. Tell you what I see through the black man's eyes. Fly chick in the Cadillac, a black man ride. But every different day, a different black man die. Shorty mama trippin' off a crack mad eye. Now he watch TV loving the bad guy. Piss poor with a welfare check. He know he African. Cause he ain't get healthier yet. Now he put down his knapsack. Got a crack pack. You don't understand if your vision ain't abstract. We in the project. A lot of us is lab rats. Voted for Obama. Hoping he wouldn't have that. Now I can tell you that I felt hell. I still remember how it felt smell. I still remember how the pig jack. Family crying up on the VI. Couldn't dig that. Open the door. And teach us all. Half the blunt around hoping that it reaches all. Now give me five on the black man's five, side. Brother. Go to Farrah Mines, watch the black man rise. Yep.
Open the door, let me in. Teach us all, preach us in. Turn the cheek, let it slide. Give me five on the black man's side. The black man's side.
Navajo chief, the way you're making it rain. But never for a stripper with emotional pain. Do it despite the system that was meant for the brain. Cause rain seeds, love soil, you eat the fruits and rain. My hood told me, nigga, keep it simple and plain. So let me explain the game. Break it down a couple of levels like Tetris. These youngers chill at your own blood for a necklace. Leave slumped over the wheel of your Lexus. Smoke kush, wake up and eat breakfast. Like, what the fuck you expect? A generation overly obsessed with monsters. Our revolutionaries want Grammys and Oscars. Impossible, fake origin, we shocking. Making a mockery of the music to be pop stars. And they say I'm insane. Cause I see the remains of the whips and the chains. In my hood where it ain't all good. Peep the pain of a single mother struggling. Young child slain. Give me five on the black hand side. Let's maintain like the soul train. And keep it moving together, I'm saying.
Say open the door, let me in. Keep it all, reach and bend. Turn the cheek, let it slide. Give me five on the black hand side. The black hand side.
Back live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Appropriate money for prisons based off the number of students that fail fourth grade exam.
All right. Miss Key.
Mr.
L.R.D. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're just having this Middleman Show. We're now back live. Of course, part of today's subject, Baby Boy. Everybody has seen the movie Baby Boy. So this pretty much what we got the storyline of today, though, from. Now, some of the questions which we posed for the show, why do some people feel like the world owes them so? You know, far as what has to give and provide for them in order for them to survive. And also, why do some people get mad at others when they see others doing better for themselves? You know? And how long should you stay under your parents' roof? Good question. So, but also, you know, we talked about as far as children not having the skills in which they need to get to the next level, such as, you know, being able to clean and cook and, you know, getting themselves ready for adulthood, you know, due to the parents not teaching them. They're letting them sit around the house, play video games, and, you know, not really being instilled with what, you know, becoming an adult is about. So we're going to get back into what we previously discussed as far as, you know, people get mad at, you know, at others when they see them doing better than others, stuff like that. We see it all the time. We see it in our families, man. We see it in our friendships.
and that causes breakdowns, you know, in relationships that you have with your family members, your close friends, your best friends. I mean, people resent people for that. People get jealous. They talk about you. They get mad sometimes. I mean, it can end up in fights sometimes. We've all seen that, man. And you shouldn't have to go through that. You should always congratulate somebody and hope them and not bring them down, you know, because they struggle just like you did.
Key word, resentment. A lot of people don't understand that word. It's a lot of people that resent you for what you do and what you got.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it like that, and it ain't like a lot of people sit up there and feel like they don't feel like they're better than. It's just that God then offered them the opportunity to do better. And if you get up off your butt, it might not be right now. It may not be tomorrow. It might be later on. Your time's going to come too. Because my blessing don't happen the same day as your blessing happens. My blessing can either come before or after. You know what I'm saying? And that's not from a spiritual standpoint. That's just reality. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I come up today,
I think it kind of goes back to a mentality that we've talked about before. Kevin, you talked about this in particular.
Yeah.
Just with people being about, it's about me, 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 me. You know, it's about me, what I can get now. They have no patience for the future. They have no patience of what they can actually build. That's why you don't see many small businesses lasting, you know, or even being started for that matter, because everybody is like, I'm not going to put into the work that it would take to start up a repair shop or, you know, a smaller restaurant. No. I'm going straight to the studio or you know, my son is going to be in the NBA, so it's all good. You know, everybody, it's this now generation, and I don't understand where the mentality comes from, but, you know.
Am I back in?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, I think it comes from the fact, like, TV and our generation who did really, you know, grow up on you know, a media-based world, you know, is so used to things, you know, where we have this delusion that things are just, they automatically, like television, you know, like in a TV show or anything, that just automatically just appear. And I think that a lot of times, I think kids now are raised where a lot of them are having difficulty separating fiction from fact, reality versus non-reality.
But, Jen, that's understandable. All y'all talking about adults. I'm talking about these grown-ass people out here.
They are the same. I think that they are sucked into this mentality, this media-based world, and they have a problem separating what's real and what's television, or what's, you know, what's real life and what's fake. You know, just like look at the music industry and all of that, where people really think that all these people do stuff by themselves, and they really, you know, aren't educated and are dumb, you know, are just thuggish, and that's all there is to them, where, you know, that's just basically not true, you know, and a lot of people aren't living their lives based in reality.
If I had to equate that to what, you know what I'm saying, just the regular, everyday, common person, if they look at me, they see what I got from the outer appearance. And me and Ann, we talk about this all the time. They don't know what it takes for me to keep what I got. You know what I'm saying? And I sit up there, if I'm doing what I got to do to keep what I got, don't sit up there and think I got it easily. Just come over and talk to me. I ain't got to tell you I'm a business, but you can kind of peep that out. You know what I'm saying? Some people look at, ah, oh, man, look at the wheels and look at the house and look at the clothes,
yeah,
the rings, the what, and they think it's just... It's like just giving to you.
Well, okay, Kev, look at the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. We you remember that movie? I think everybody online saw that movie. You remember the exact moment when he met the stockbroker, and he, you know, he saw the car and he said, "Man, what is it that you do, and how can I do it?" That's not the mentality of. I think that's what Jen is trying to get to. That's not the mentality of it. They see it and they just know I want it, and I want it now. Not what did you do to be able to afford this and sustain this lifestyle. See, there's a difference between just getting it. You got to be able to keep this stuff. And I know we said, you know, we talked a little earlier about Tyrese and him saying, you know, people having a bad attitude and everything. But Tyrese did bring up a good point. He said this a few years ago. He was like, look, I'm not going to get anything that I can't afford to replace if I lose it or if it's stolen.
And he was like, that's why I've never gone broke. And that makes sense. Like, you have to be able, once you get to that certain stage, you have to be able to maintain it. You have to be able to sustain it.
Well,
and everybody's so concerned about just getting it. I just want that because it looks nice. Ooh, it's shiny. Ooh, they spin. Ooh, I can drive around and it'll give me a whole bunch of attention. But not what did you do to get to that level and stay
and
at that level.
That's my point. And you know what I'm saying? Just being where we from. You know, I sat up there a long time in my life, man, when I not even knowing the things that I know now, and it took a while to get to it. And Carla, we're going to come right to you. But, you know what I'm saying? When I got here to Georgia, man, I had the opportunity to talk with so many people from so many different places, backgrounds,
yeah.
and economical
yeah.
means. It helped
yeah.
me understand what I need to do because I don't look at the end. And a lot of our people do. We look at the end. A lot of our young men and women look at the end and don't understand the road in between to get there. It's crazy.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Caller, 706, you are live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Hey, everybody doing good on this Sunday?
Hey, what's up, man?
Everybody's good, man. What's going on with you?
Yeah, and it's in the Georgia heat. Y'all know what it is, Georgia heat.
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, is this Will?
Yo?
Is this Will?
Scott, it's Abe.
Okay, what's up, Abe? What's going on, man? Long time no hear.
Well, I know I've been listening to the show. I'm going to sneeze down, please.
Okay.
Okay,
Hey, you're back in, man.
Oh, thanks. I remember you spoke about how a lot of people are spending on, like, just quick spending on about the most expensive thing without affording it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times what stores will do is they'll have, like, you know, shirts be a high price at first, like about, like, even, like, try, like, you know, SY360?
Yeah.
Like, they'll charge it for, like, about maybe $300+ or something like that. The game is sticks, but people don't realize that if you get a PlayStation 2 or something, it costs $100+ and get the game $20. If you buy stuff like myself, but don't be having time to sit home with it, so it makes no sense to spend money like that.
That's true.
Most definitely. Most
definitely. If you ain't gonna take the time to stay and, you know, and entertain yourself with these items.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people broke down about it, because they'll spend money on just ridiculous stuff you can't put time into. I've seen people buy, like, Mercedes Benz, but can't drive around neighborhood because it might get stolen. So you gotta know what you spend your money on and how to save your money at the same time. Like even eating out. I've seen people eat out, spend $15 a day on food, but at the end of the day can't afford to put gas in their car.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's a true statement.
Hey, have you ever had someone try to impose their hardships on you or their disgust with their position in life on you because you possibly are doing better? Or have you ever done that to someone yourself?
Well, I had the opposite happen where I work a minimum wage job, whatever, and a guy kept asking, why you ain't got this? Why you ain't got that? You know, why can't we get this company? Well, I've applied to it, and I'm in school, and I've done other sort of stuff. I just haven't got called yet. And I think people look down on people who are working minimum wage job while in school trying to do better for themselves, but it's like they want you to do better without helping you out, without being
right.
patient.
Don't even tell you, you know, ain't telling you how to, you know, position yourself in a better monetary means.
Yeah, like they want you to put yourself in the debt hole and just spin, or like you do what I do instead of in one situation is different. Like, for example, is Jen on the line?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh. Yeah.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I'm asking, like, and you may have, like, a friend. You know a friend who may have, like, a child or something, right? Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here.
And let's say you're a single woman, correct?
Yes.
And you may ask, girl, let's go out to the club, let's go spend drinks, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And, like, you forget she had a child, she got support.
Mm.
You see what I mean? So that kind of mentality would kind of mess up a situation for not just you, but the child. You got to realize the person has a family at home, so not everyone can do what everyone else can do. So we got to be careful how we spend our money, how we use our money, not how we influence people.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, hey, man, we're going to cut it kind of short today, man. We got a short show today, man. We appreciate you for calling in, man. Make sure you tune in again. Come on in a little bit early. We seen you popping in and out today.
I know that Southern heat will do it to you, laying
yes,
in the house.
Yes, sir.
Stay cool.
Hey, man, make sure you tune in this Thursday, man. Talk of the town, all right?
All right. Thanks. Have a good
I
night.
I appreciate you, man. You too, man.
You too.
But that is a good point, man. Some people do want to see you go fall off and break yourself trying to keep up. What they say, keep up with the Joneses. Ain't
yep,
that what it is,
it.
John?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the movie called Keep Jones. Up with the Joneses.
That's
like that. You have to check it out. It's,
yeah. Real good movie.
Yeah, I seen that.
And Demi Moore looked real good in it.
Okay, Nick. All right. But overall, man, you know, if you're doing what you need to do out there and you got your blockers on, that's all you need to do. Keep your blockers on. And I ain't talking about no haters because ain't no such thing as a hater. Only thing you got to do is look forward, keep your eyes straight on your goal, your ends, your mean. And along the way, if you got the opportunity to help somebody out, hey, do it.
Yep.
That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't looking left. I guess that is a sign from the heavens above. I don't know what's going on here, y'all.
All right.
Well, what we're going to do, man, we're going to go ahead and go into the talk of the town right quick before the show's in or before we keep having some issues with these particular computer systems over here. Somebody call IT again.
I think
yeah.
they messing with. Did we pay our bill this month?
Yeah. Of course
yeah,
it's
okay.
Paid.
All right. Well,
talk
here
of the town,
we are
Nicky.
With the talk of the town. Nick, are you ready?
Man, I'm always ready. Let's get it.
Talk of the town, Nicky, Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town. Hustler Magazine. If Larry Flint has his way, Casey Anthony could reintroduce herself new to America on the pages of Hustler Magazine and make well over $500,000 in the process. Flint told Headline News' Nancy Grace on Thursday night that talks are ongoing that can land Anthony on the pages of his magazine weeks after a Florida jury acquitted her of murder in her 2-year-old daughter Kaylee's death. Anthony's camp dismissed the report as nonsense, but Flint insisted he was serious about the offer, which he said would include $500,000 up front plus 10% of all profits. He said any payment that the Orlando woman might receive for interviews with media outlets would be chicken feed compared to what she received by appearing in Hustler. Malika Shabazz. The youngest daughter of Malcolm X's 6 daughters was sentenced yesterday to 5 years probation for stealing the identity of the widow of one of her dad's bodyguards. Shabazz, 46, pleaded guilty to racking up a bill of over $50,000 with various credit card companies under the name of Kalua Bakar. Shabazz, who had been held in custody since March on a $100,000 bail, admitted during the case that she had used the money to pay bills and other expenses. Arrest warrants were issued June 2010 as she was extradited from North Carolina when she had been living in a desolate community near Asheville with her 13-year-old daughter.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run on up.
This is your man, Nick Eaton, and this is the talk of the town.
You know what, man? Malcolm X gonna come up out that grave and whoop your butt.
Why you? Why he didn't whoop his daughter butt? That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
You been hoodwinked, bamboozled.
She wasn't. Man, look here. If he didn't come out the grave when she was doing it, he ain't coming out the grave after me.
Yeah. You wrong though. First, I thought that was Eddie Long
wrong.
At first.
No, she wrong.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Completely wrong.
Well,
it's a disgrace
one up,
to your
one
family.
Down, yeah. One up, one down.
One up, one down.
Thank everybody for tuning in this Sunday to the Middleman Talk Show. And we do apologize for any technical difficulties on our part. We hope that you did enjoy this experience on today's show. Make sure you tune in again this Thursday, 8 p.m.
Sure.
With Nick Eaton. This Sunday again, with the Middleman Talk Show. We got some special things coming up, y'all. Tune in. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The Middleman shouted, Big Chris shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening?
You know what? Today,
yeah.
I feel like this for our systems. I definitely want to.
Put the motherfucker on the stage!
Yes.
Put the motherfucker on the stage!
Hard as I can.
There's something wrong with you, man.
Put the motherfucker on the stage!
Quickly.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you for real.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Both of y'all, calm down. It's all
the winning
Middleman Talk Show, Blog Talk.
And we'll holler.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys this Thursday. Talk with Al.